more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
And today I'm going to talk about something. I want to ask your participation. You've already checked in, many of you. You've shared what you're grateful for. But I want to ask you, what do you think of when you hear the term self-care? Type it in the comments section, those of you who are live right now, or even those of you who are watching this later on replay. What do you think of when you hear the words self-care? Take a moment and type that in if you would. I was interviewing Mia Redrick. She's one of the superstars who's going to be part of Develop Your Potential 2021, which is coming up, and I'll give you the dates in just a couple of days. But I was interviewing her, and one of the things that she talks about is this idea of self-care, of caring for yourself. And we got into quite a conversation about that. And I said to her that when we talk about self-care, oftentimes people think of self-care as a hot bath, glass of wine, maybe some nice music, low lighting, candles, that kind of thing. Ed says, self-care, whatever it takes to get you centered. Good. These are all good answers. Exercise, says Linda. Very good answer. Corrine says, self-care is breathing and resting and listening and writing and reading. Awesome. These are all great answers, and these are exactly what I was hoping you would say. Doing something for my mind and my body, says Dr. Courtney. Kathy says, self-care, taking time to ignite your spirit and to be introspective. These are all awesome answers, and these are the very answers I was hoping you would give. So often, number one, we put self-care as, I worked really hard today, I cared for the kids, I cleaned up, I went grocery shopping, I cooked dinner, etc. And now it's time, hopefully, for some self-care, which that self-care may include getting into the bathtub, as I said earlier, with a glass of wine and listening to some music and maybe candles. And that is a wonderful thing. Some of you have said things like journaling, simply tuning into your own spirit. The one word that Mia Redrick kept using was that it is something that is ritualistic, is the word she used. Something that is done regularly. And it occurred to me, and your answers are all awesome, that anything that takes me out of feeling good inside of who I am, that's not to say we don't get sad and we don't have challenges and we don't suffer, but anything that is bumming me out can be addressed oftentimes by self-care. Little things even like, for example, I've told you that I struggle to be on time, right? And so I discovered that self-care is being on time. Even though I have managed to shorten the line as much as possible when I travel, I've discovered what section of the airport parking garage is closest to the counter where I need to just walk right up, use clear, which reads my eyes, and then go to the front of the line because I've got TSA pre-check and I'm usually right at the gate. Even though I've got all of that, I want to be early enough to just sit there and relax. That's self-care. That is self-care. Rather than thinking of self-care as ice cream at the end of the day or the reward of the dessert or the hot bath, do you see where I'm going with this? What I got from talking to Mia Redrick is that self-care is ritualistic. It is things you put into your day. For example, Self-care for me is as silly as always having that first cup of coffee with Teddy in my lap. We've been doing that since he was a puppy, and he always looks forward to it, and he stands there and gets all excited. It's the only time of day that he just knows that he can jump into my lap. Having that cup of coffee, meditating every day, exercising every day. We think of exercise as, I don't know, we don't put it in the self-care brackets, and it should be. It's simply caring for ourselves. It's doing for ourselves. And to me, that takes some of the onus off of it. When I'm like, okay, well, I'm not being lazy. Sometimes I feel lazy by going to the gym, believe it or not, because I feel like there are other things that I feel like I need to do. And yet when I remind myself that I need this self-care, that this is just self-care, this is all this is, it's like taking care of my car, that it becomes easier. It's not an obligation. It's self-care. It's a reward that I give myself. Remember how we contextualize the stories we tell ourselves. That's how we live our lives. So rather than thinking of, oh, I've got to insert here, meditate. I've got to even make the bed. I was thinking about that can be self-care. Now, how can that be self-care? I'm the only one here. I'm the only one that sees my bed, right? When I go in and see my bed unmade, and we actually did a jumpstart about this, the importance of making your bed in the morning. When I go in and see my bed, I see the place is a little less kept. And then I find that it's easier for me to leave a glass of water on the bedside, or it's easy for me to leave my keys on the dresser instead of putting them by the door. So self-care can even be something as simple as making the bed. Little things that we see as obligations, when we begin to see them as caring for ourselves, become easier to do. I find it stressful then to walk into a cluttered room. I don't make the bed, which attracts the glass of water, which attracts the keys, which attracts my pajamas on the floor. And soon I walk into the bedroom and I'm stressed. Why am I stressed? Because now I know that in addition to everything else I'm doing, I need to get in here and clean the bedroom. So I have stressed myself, and that is not self-care. I want you to think of this and invite yourself to put self-care things in throughout your day. Little things such as, if you've got this huge to-do list, then say to yourself, well, self-care indicates that I'm only going to get some of them done. And so I'm going to give myself self-care by releasing any that I don't do and celebrating what it is that I get done. I didn't want to say do. But things that I get done. Meditation is self-care. Taking a walk is self-care. Exercise is self-care. Journaling is self-care. What is not self-care? And this is important. So listen to me. I just listed a whole bunch of things. What is not self-care is hearing me say all of these things that are self-care and then go, well, you know, I do 3 out of those 7, and so I'm going to focus on what it is I don't do, and I'm going to feel bad about myself. That's not self-care. Self-care is also telling yourself nice things about yourself and standing up to yourself for yourself, even in those dark times. Ritualistic, that's the word that Mia Redrick used. Ritualistic. And I want to say thank you all for being here with me. I think I'll be here tomorrow, but then I'm going to be on a plane to Chicago. I'm going to Chicago for 4 days. My daughter and I are going to hang out, and I'm very excited about that. I plan to be with you every day. Got my little clamp light. And so look forward to joining you. It'll be an hour earlier there. So I'll see you then. Take good care and I'll see you tomorrow. Enjoy today. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.